Let me use the next maybe 40 minutes.
Can kwese dakikezi dakana.
And continue to share with you something that has stayed in my heart.
For some time I've
been talking about
prayer.
And I've encouraged you to pray.
And
last Sunday I talked about the prayer of inquiring from the Lord. And then on Wednesday I continued with that. The Bible says in the multitude of counsel there is safety. In other words, if you're going to do anything, it is good to ask. But it doesn't mean you're going to run around asking everybody who crosses your eyes. But otherwise, you are inquiring from specific areas to be able to find your way. And this morning I gave six areas of seeking counsel. So when we seek, ask, and inquire of God, our most important desire is to know His will and the direction of our life. You want to know what is God's will for my life as pertaining to this matter. It is possible to do everything that pleases you. I think in 1 Samuel chapter 3 somewhere, the Bible says, in those days the word of God was rare. And everybody did as they felt in their own way. In those days, the word of God, revelation, 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before
Eli.
And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. So everybody did as they pleased. Because the word of God was rare. Revelation was rare. So people depended on spitting in their palm. And then they strike it. Where the big saliva goes, they follow that direction. Or people would depend on standing there in the junction. And then they go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, I go this way because 10 is this side. That's how people lived. They did not depend on God's revelation. They depended on circumstances. They depended on the weather. When an owl made noise, they thought somebody's going to die. When a cat went meow, then they said, oh, somebody is going to die. But cats, that's how they speak. I remember when we are still young, they said, the cat says, yeah. And the cow says, but why does when the cow says more, we don't say somebody's going to die? And then poor cat is abused because it has gone meow.
kubanga yekabide.
That's his language.
Nayo olwo lulimi lwayo.
Amen.
Amen.
So we are seeking God's will for our lives.
Norecho tunonye okwagala kwa Katonda lyobulamu bwaffe.
We are seeking God's way.
Tunonye kubo lya Katonda.
We are looking for direction.
Tunonye kube tufu.
I don't want to go everywhere.
Sagala kubanga ngenda buli wamu.
I want to go where God wants me to go.
Njagala genda Katonda jayagala ngende.
You don't want to do everything.
Tetwagala kola mbuli chintu.
You want to do what God wants you to do.
Twagala okole chikatonda chayagala tukole.
You don't want to marry every man in the city.
Tewetaga kufumbirwa buli musajja ali mu kibuga.
You want to marry the right man and the right woman.
Wabulo yagala kufumbirwa obo kuwaso yo mubezo omutufu.
Buy the right product.
Ogule chintu
dress the right colors.
Oyambale kale ezinyumira omubiri gwo.
I was going to a very huge function one day.
Nina omukolo omunene gwe nalingenda kolomo.
And I took out my jacket.
Nenzijayo ekoti yange.
A couple of jackets.
Nenzijayo ekoti zange ziwera.
And I kind of fitted in one and then put it there and put it there. Nenegeza
mwesoka nenjiteka wali.
And I listened to my heart. I said, what should I wear? And I felt led to wear a certain color. And I went to that function. And the main speaker of that function put on a jacket I was about to put on. And we met in the lobby. And he looked at me. And the first thing he said, I was going to put on a jacket like that. And then I told him, I was going to put on the same color you are putting on. Maybe it would have been good. Maybe. But I thought it was not as good as for me to wear the same color of the jacket like the main person. So you go to a wedding or a function and you are wearing the same dress like the mugore. Their changing dress is the same as the one you are putting on. And somehow the mugore is looking at you and saying,
omugore natandika kukuba amaso.
Why are you wearing what I'm wearing? So some things are simple, but they are important to find out if it is what you should do. Let me tell you something, if you are able to understand. It is very important in your life to know God's will on any matter. Some people you are supposed to answer them when they speak. But some people you are not supposed to answer them when they speak. It is so important to know where to speak and where not to speak. Sometimes your answer might be a distraction. People might hate you or love you for what you have just said. So you've got to be careful. You have to find out when should I speak and when should I not speak. Sometimes you are hungry, you want to eat. But you feel something tell you don't eat here. But for you, because you are full of kuvabira, you go ahead and eat
Nolia
to your destruction.
Nolia ngolia kwefiriza.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Let me not say certain things. In Proverbs 11:14, using the Amplified Version, the Bible says, where there is no
bracket,
wise,
magezi,
intelligent,
na amageza,
guidance,
na amagezi no kulungamizibwa,
the people fall.
Abantu bagwa,
and go off course.
Era neba waba,
like a sheep without a helm.
Chivuga.
But in the abundance of
naye mubunjibwa
wise
amagezi
and godly counselors
naba wabuzi abakatonda
there is victory.
Waliwo obuwanguzi.
Now some of you do things
abamu kumwe mukola ebintu
and you don't have a man of God
nga tolina musajja wa Katonda,
yet you have your man of God.
Choka tengo lino musajja wo
wa Katonda. Now some of you don't want to ask me
abamu kumwe temwagala kunebuza
or to ask your pastor
obo kubuza abasumba abamu.
Then you go to another church
nogenda mu kanisa endala
and ask a certain man of God and that man or woman of God does not know you. So he gives you counsel based on where he is. And you realize he gave you the wrong counsel. But if you come to me as your man of God, because the Bible talks about godly counsel, and godly comes from somebody who is godly. So a man of God is very crucial in your life. Ask your neighbor, who is your man of God? Let me tell you something. Not everyone in Kampala is your man of God. Some of you have men of God on TV. So you don't have a man of God in the physical. Your man of God is on television. Your man of God is in America. We ask you, who is your man of God? Benin is my man of God. So when do you talk to Benin? When do you inquire from him? So godly counsel comes from godly men. From godly women. The Bible says when you have counsel from such people, there is safety, there is victory. You must have your man of God. And sometimes your man of God will tell you something and maybe you don't really like it. But because he is your man of God and you listen, you will have victory and success in your life. But the Bible says when you don't have counsel,
Bible egamba bwoba tolina kuwabulwa,
you fail.
Olemererwa ogwa.
You get off course.
Owaba.
You end up in the east instead of the west.
Ofundikira ogenze mbuvanjuba mchifo chobugwanjuba.
You end up dead instead of alive.
Ofundikira oli mufu mchifo chokubera omulamu.
What are you hearing from God?
Gwechicho ulira okuva eri Katonda.
The Bible says,
Bible egamba,
in Psalms 110, verse 105, he says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So the word of God lights your feet and lights your path. So if I'm standing in a junction and I don't know which way to go, what helps me is the word of God. What does the written word of God say? The logos of God. So do you read the word? Do you know the word?
Omanye ekigambo.
Are you familiar with the word?
Ekigambo okitegeera.
Because that word,
kubanga ekigambo ekyo,
will light your feet.
Kijja kutang, kijja kumulisa ebigere byo.
And guide your path.
Era kikulungamye mu kkubo lyo.
The word of God.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
Maybe you are going to do something.
Oyinza okuba olina ky'ogenda okukola.
I tell you something.
Mbeko kyembabulira.
Recently somebody was going for an operation.
Juzi waliwo yali agenda okulongoosebwa.
And as we prayed, I felt the Lord say, I am not going to the theater. I am in the theater already.
Kubanga mu theater jendi.
Because the Bible says,
kubanga Bible yegamba,
that our God is everywhere.
Inti Katonda wafali buli wamu.
So sometimes we say, God, go with me to the city. And it's like, what? I'm already in the city. You'll find me in the city. Those in the locations, hallelujah. So you need the logos. Number two, you need the rhema, word of God. Because sometimes when you read scripture, you read and you don't understand. And then there are times, as you read, a particular verse, a particular passage, a particular story comes alive. And it sounds different. It looks different. It has a different energy to it. That's the rhema word. It is revealed to you. Or you hear it in your heart. The Bible says the eyes, Psalms, John 14, 16. It says, and I will ask the Father. Give me the King James, give me the Amplified Version, please. Stick to that. That's what I use today. He says, and I'll ask the Father, and
he'll
give you another helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, stand by to be with you forever. That's the rhema word. That's the spirit. He's with you. You read your Bible.
Osoma Bible yo.
You walk away from it.
No jivira, no tambla, no gen.
But somehow,
naya atera.
This word is following you.
Ekigambo kino kisigala nga kikugoberera.
It's walking with you.
Nga kitambula nawe.
It's speaking to your ears.
Nga kyogera matugo.
Speaking to your heart.
Kyogera mutima gwo.
You feel it.
No chiwulira.
He's upon you, he's with you, he's everywhere with you. That's the rhema word. Number three. How do you know the will of God? I said number one through the written word. The word that lights your feet and your path. Then number two, I said through the rhema word. The living word. The one which is with you, counsels you, intercedes for you, helps you, comforts you. I remember one day, two friends of mine, they came to me. It was during prayer, after prayer. And they said, we don't want to be with you. You are not our friend. The earth is white. You can go anywhere. If you go this way, we will go this way. And actually, they were quoting a scripture. They were quoting a word which was spoken by Abraham to Lot. He said, you go where you choose. So they were not speaking out of scripture. They were speaking logos. They were not speaking rhema. So as I cried for my friends, then rhema came. The living word. The living word. The fresh word. And he told me, don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. I will come and get you. Where I am, you will be. I am with you everywhere. Do not be worried. And I started crying like a baby. Because of the rhema. And what it had told me. The Bible says, the letter kills. The letter kills. but the Spirit gives life.
Nayo omwoyo agaba obulamu.
Somebody might quote the written word.
Omuntu ayinza okwogera ekigambo ekiwandiike.
But then that word is killing you.
Naye ekigambo ekyo nga kiri mukutta.
But then the rhema comes.
Naye ekigambo rhema ne kijja.
And the rhema came.
Era ekigambo rhema kyajja.
And I felt powerful and strong.
Ne mpulira nga ndi w'amaanyi.
So sometimes you are led by the logos.
Noreche mirundi ejimu okulemberwa logos.
The written word.
Ekigambo ekiwandiike.
Then sometimes you are led by the rhema word.
Ate mirundi emya nokulemberwa rhema.
In Philippians 4 verse 7.
Ba Filipi nya musanvu.
The Bible says, and the peace of God.
N'emirembe gya Katonda.
Bracket.
Mu bracket.
That peace which reassures the heart.
Emirembe gye gigumya omutima.
So the peace of God reassures the heart.
Emirembe gya Katonda gikakasa omutima.
Because usually,
bulijjo,
you have questions in your heart.
Obeera n'ebibuuzo omutima gwo.
And the peace of God,
n'emirembe gya Katonda,
bracket,
mu bracket,
that peace,
emirembe ejo,
which reassures the heart.
Egikakasa omutima.
That peace,
emirembe ejo,
which transcends all understanding.
Egisukuluma okutegeera kwonna.
That peace,
emirembe ejo,
which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Egikuuma emitima gyammwe n'endowooza zammwe mu Kristo Yesu.
Is yours.
Gyammwe.
When you want to know where to go,
bw'oba oyagala kumanya waawo ogenda,
which direction to take,
kuba kiri oba ogendamu,
what is the will of God,
okwagala kwa Katonda kwekuliwa,
what does God wants me to do,
Katonda ayagala nkole ki,
that peace,
emirembe ejo,
it reassures your heart,
gikakasa omutima gwo,
that peace,
emirembe ejo,
that peace,
emirembe ejo,
it reassures you.
Jikukakasa.
He says yes.
Nejigamba ye.
It is well.
Biri chiri bulungi.
I hear the story.
Mpulira olugero.
That the man who sang that song.
Nti omusajja yayimba oluyimba olwo.
Lost his wife and children.
Yafiirwa omukyala we wamu n'abaana.
All at once.
Omulundi gumu.
And they expected him to complain.
Baali bamusuubira okwemulugunya.
But then he sang a song.
Naye ye yayimba mu luyimba.
It is well.
N'agamba kiri bulungi.
With my soul.
Eri emmeeme yange.
Why?
Lwaki?
That peace.
Emirembe ejo.
Which reassures your heart.
Ejo ejikakasa omutima gwo.
Somebody was giving me a story.
Waliwo yali annyumiza.
Of a missionary who went to India.
Nga annyumiza ku mubulizi w'enjiri eyagenda mu India.
Many years ago.
Emyaka mingi emabega.
They called him.
Bamuyita.
And they told him.
Ne bamugamba.
Stop preaching Jesus.
Lekerawo okubuulira enjiri ya Yesu.
Or we kill your son.
Bw'otalekerawo tugenda kutta mutabani wo.
Now.
Kati.
And then he whispered in the ear of his son.
N'ayogera mu mpola mu kutu kwa mutabani we.
He said, don't worry.
Namukuba akamba namugamba totya.
They might kill you here.
Bayinza okuttira wano.
But I'll see you on the other side.
Naye nja kulaba ku luuyi luli olulala.
And they killed his son.
Mutabani we ne bamutta.
And they brought his daughter.
Ne baleeta muwala we.
They said, stop preaching.
Ne bamugamba lekerawo obuulira enjiri.
Or we kill your daughter.
Oba ne muwala wo naye tumutte.
And they whispered to her.
Naye n'amukuba akaama.
Said, don't worry.
N'amugamba tofaayo.
We'll meet on the other side.
Tujja kusisinkana ku luuyi luli olulala.
And they brought his wife.
Ne baleeta mukyala we.
And they said, stop this nonsense.
Amugamba bino ebyekisirusiru birekerawo.
Save your wife.
N'okola mukyala wo.
He said, you know what?
N'agamba omanyi ki?
He whispered to his wife.
Ne mukyala we n'amukuba akaama.
Said, my darling.
N'amugamba omwagalwa wange.
I love you.
Nkwagala.
But I love Jesus.
Naye njagala Yesu.
Let's meet on the other side.
Katusisinkane ku luuyi luli olulala.
And they killed the wife.
N'omukyala ne bamutta.
And they told him, we are going to kill you now.
Ne bamugamba kati gwaddako.
If he has his son there.
Bw'abanga alina omutabani eyo.
And his daughter.
Ne muwala we naye ali ku
luuyi. And his wife.
Ne mukyala we naye eyo.
What do you think he said?
Olowooza yagamba ki?
He said, I'm ready.
Yagamba ndi mwetegefu.
And they killed him.
Naye ne bamutta.
Instead of denying Christ, he preferred to be on the other side. Peace. That peace. That assures your heart. That today may be difficult. But God will see me through.
Oh yes.
In their people. There are noises that are shouting and making noise. The Bible says that peace. The Bible calls Jesus the Prince of Peace. You have things to build. Peace. Just a few days back, a friend of mine had an issue at his school. And people made noise. And all I felt to tell him, God is going to see you through. And I was talking to him yesterday. He said, this is something that God is seeing us through. It is difficult, but we have to go through it to settle this thing forever. Sometimes the situation is difficult, and the first instinct tells you run away. Yet God says, no, go through it. Peace. That peace reassures you that this is God's will. That peace. I thank God for my life. And of course for my wife. Because she has been a strong support. As we go through different challenges of life. And I believe, this is what I believe. For any man to succeed, you need a good woman around you. And I'm not talking about outside beauty, but the heart. For you women, if you are going to make a difference and succeed in your life and fulfill God's will on your life, you need a good man, the right man. There are many men wearing trousers. They may even have money. They are putting on bell bottoms, or they are putting on kachupa. But they're not for you. Because you need that peace. You need that peace. So peace. Proverbs 15:22. He says, without consultation and wise advice, plans are frustrated. But with many counselors, they are established and succeed. So you need men and women. You need people. But maybe not every man and every woman. But you need these points. The logos. Consult the word of God. Consult the rema. You need to consult the light of peace. Actually, somebody called them the six guiding lights. That lead you to find the will of God. Peace. Number four. Circumstances. What is around you? What is happening? If suddenly you see everybody is running, you may need to run fast and ask later. But if everybody is running, and for you you say, what is going on? By the time you get the answer, it might be too late.
So,
the circumstance is saying, run.
Duka.
Run.
Duka.
So you look at the circumstance. Men and women, we operate differently.
Abakazi n'abasajja tuli banjawulo.
Men do one task at a time.
Abasajja akola ekintu kimu omulundi gumu.
Women do several tasks at a time.
Kyokka ye omukazi omusanga ng'asobola okukola emirimu mingi nnyo mu kiseera kye kimu.
She's on the phone.
Ali ku ssimu.
She's cooking.
Afumba.
And then at the same time she's brushing her eyelids.
Alikola ku busige bwe.
And is warning one of the kids in the house. Atenga alina omwana mu nyumba gwatabukidde. Same time. That's how women are. Women are in church or in any meeting and they see other people and what they are doing. You go home, they say, "Gundi wa murabye yabadde yekoza."
They were flirting and you say, "I didn't see her."
But women saw. Women, if I'm looking this way, that's where I'm looking. But women, they seem to be looking, their eyes are like the eyes of chameleon. They see what is happening there. And there. Because that's how they are built. It is unique to women. So, if you want to know which is the will of God, you look at the circumstance. Now, in the last 2 years, we've planted 62 locations.
Emyaka ebiri egiyise, tutaddewo amakanisa amatabi nkaga mu abiri.
As of today. What does that tell you? Is it God's will or not God's will? Are we doing something wrong? I think we are doing what is right. That's why it is keeping on going. So what is the circumstance? Proverbs 12:15 says, the way of the arrogant, fool, who rejects God's wisdom, is right in his own eyes. You see, when you reject God's word, you think you are right. Yes? Every decision you make, the Bible says there is a way that seems good to a man. But the end thereof is destruction. So you have to be careful. Somebody say careful. But a wise and a prudent man is he who listens to counsel. All young people, kids, when you tell them, "Don't do that," they do it again. Do you know why? They think they are wise.
Now this old guy is just disturbing us. We know what we're doing. That's why the Bible allows us to discipline the children.
Using a stick, because stupidity is in their hearts. And the stick chases it out. So, the arrogant, the fool, thinks he's wise. But the wise listens. You listen.
When they are disciplining a child, don't you listen?
Because the solution to changing their lives is to make them to do what?
Kubanga ensonga lwaki balina okukyusa obulamu bwabwe kwe kubaleetera owulira.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let me give you the last two.
Kambawo ebirala ebibiri ebisigaddeyo.
That show you which way to go.
Ebikulaga ekkubo etuufu eryogendamu.
Burning deep desire.
Okuyaayaana okwebuziba ate nga kwaka.
I can tell you.
Nsobola okugamba.
The other 2 weeks back we were commissioning 4 new churches.
Weeks bbiri emabega twali tuggulawo amakanisa amapya ana.
So we commissioned 4 churches.
Ne tuggulawo amakanisa ana.
And one lady came to me.
Ne wabawo omukyala eyajja gye ndi.
He said, Bishop.
Nagamba Bishop.
I also want a location.
Nange njagala okubeera n'ettabi.
Please, I want a location.
Nange bambi njagala ettabi.
She was begging me for a location.
Yali anneegayiriranga ayagala ttabi.
And I said, you don't need to beg.
Nemugamba tewetaaga kunneegayira.
You are singing to the choir.
Oyimba eri
When you talk of location, I believe in locations.
Bw'oyogera ku locations, nange nzikiririzaamu.
I believe in it.
Nzikiririzaamu.
We'll give you one.
Era nange njagikuwa.
God, there is a deep desire.
Kubanga muye mulimo okuyaya n'okwebuziba.
So the deep desire tells you what God wants you to do.
Okuyaya n'okwebuziba kukugamba ekyo Katonda kyayagala okole.
But if you don't feel it.
Naye bw'obanga tokiwulira.
Of anything.
Nga toyina kyowulira.
Maybe God is not telling you.
Katonda ayinza okubanga takugamba.
But if you have a burning desire.
Naye bw'oba olina okuyaya n'okwaka.
And the burning desire is tested by time.
Okuyaya n'okwaka kugezesebwa biseera.
You feel it today.
Leero okiwulira.
You don't feel it tomorrow.
Otakiwulira.
It's like when you are praying.
Chiringa bwobango osa.
You realize that when you are praying on the knees.
Ozula okizula nti bwoba osabanga
ofunye Shakababa ribiri bakato. Basete. You feel like if you go out.
Owulira nga singa bwoba bwofulumango mazo okusaba.
You are going to do this, you are going
Ugenda
to do that.
Ugenda kola kino okole chiri, okole chiri.
And then you go out.
N'ofuluma wabweru.
And the first person you talk to.
Omuntu gw'osoka okwogera naye.
Speaks ill of what you were thinking to do.
Nayogerera bubi ekyo ky'obadde olowooza okukola.
Even before you tell them.
Nga tonnaba na kimugamba.
Or if you try to tell them.
Oba bwogezaako kimugamba.
They shut you up before you finish.
Nakusirisa.
Leka nawe baba ekyo bakyakikola.
Please quit that. Are we doing that anymore?
Ngate mbadde nkiwulira.
You're saying, I felt that.
But a deep desire is something that is there. Like I've been desiring to plant locations, to grow the church to thousands, I don't know how many years.
Okugeza mbadde nga njayana okusimba amatabi okusobola okuza ekkanisa etuuke mu 10,000.
I always wanted to have thousands.
Nalinga njagala okubeera n'abantu nga bali mu 10,000.
But I didn't know how.
Naye nga simanyi nakikola ntya.
I did all the things I thought I knew and it did not work.
Nakola byonna bye nalowooza bye mmanyi ne bitakola.
Today, I'm not struggling anymore.
Sikyalafubana nate.
Because God gave me the way.
Kubanga Katonda yampa engeri.
But a deep desire has stayed in me for years.
Nayo okuyaya n'okwebuziba kumbaddemu okumala emyaka mingi.
But what about if you feel it today here, then the other day there, then every day, then it disappears, then... You like it and then you don't like it.
Ne kibera kitya bwobanga ekikyo kibeerawo kiseera lero n'okiwulira enkya n'otakiwulira lero okyagala enkya tokyagala.
It's even with love.
Bwe kirina okwagala.
Today you feel you love a person.
Lero owulira omuntu ng'omwagala.
And after a few days you don't love them.
Ennaku entono bwe ziyitawo n'obanga tokyamwagala.
You suddenly see they have a big nose.
N'olaba ng'alina ennyindo nnene luli gy'obadde tolaba.
Oga nali ndowooza akayindo katono.
I thought they had a small nose.
Neraba oguyindo gunene.
But all that nose.
Nengate enaku ntono eziyise.
But few days ago.
Nyindo yabadde ndaalo.
You could have noticed that big nose.
Era nomuwana nomuwana.
You even praised it.
Oyina kayindo.
You have such a nosy.
Suddenly you see their legs are crooked.
Mbagirawo n'olaba amagulu nga gabitege.
They walk slashing.
Batambula basawa akabaliga.
They have a flat back.
Banaye nge mabega mserebende.
But before that,
naye bwali temunaba kwechawa.
You suddenly were seeing, wow.
Gwe waliroga banange.
But true love.
Nayo okwagala okwadda.
That's why love is in 3 stages.
Yensonga lwaki okwagala kuyita mitendere 3.
or four.
Obena.
Enchantment.
Waliwe kuno okwomuliro.
Like olinga like dogo ba koroga.
Obelanga as though you are bewitched.
People are telling you, "Wange, slow down. My God, look at these enemies. Fire." After enchantment, when you are in enchantment, everything is beautiful and good and nice. After that, you go into disenchantment.
Now that witchcraft is off you.
Nalindoza ina ne sente, taina ne sente.
Nalindoza
na mulungi.
Nalindoza
na wa amanyi.
I thought she was.
Nalindoza na mulokole nyi.
I thought it was. Tasobola na kusabira
dakika
abiri. You cannot even pray for 20 minutes.
And many people, that's where they come out. And then love goes to the next level. Maturity. Mukuze.
You have matured. You have matured together.
Now you are no longer concerned about what they have or what they don't have. How they talk or what they don't talk. What they do or what they don't do. You don't care about anything. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Burning desire. That unstoppable desire to do something. My final thought is this.
Do
you want to know God's will?
Do
you want to know where you are going? Which way to go? Are you seeking God's direction? Are you asking for answers? Are you inquiring if you are in God's way? One of the other important things is the inner witness. In the inside of you, you feel the witness. There is that inner witness. It's like there is somebody inside you telling you, this is it. This is it. And in that point, many people may not be for it. But for you feel the inner witness. Somebody brought me a car. And he gave me examples of big men in Kampala. Who have driven that car. So and so. Drove it last year. So and so. Is driving it now. And I'm listening. But my inner witness was saying no. Yes. That big one drove it, that big one drove
Chitufo
it.
For your nene yajivuga, noli na jivuga, noli na jivuga.
But inside me,
na yenga munda munze,
I had no witness.
Munze ngam owo munda ya sirise.
Have you ever gone to a shop to buy a dress or a shirt?
Waliogenze ko muduka ogule chitete yobe sati.
And the seller is trying to convince you that you are smart.
Ngona atunda ageza ko kumatiza nti onyumie.
But for you,
na yegwe,
sinyumie.
Ngowulira, no, I'm not smart. No.
Orusi natoba mutufu kubanga abagezaako kwejjako gugoyo gwa mudibirako. Agukusibako.
And sometimes your inner witness is right because they are trying to sell this.
Have you ever had that witness in your heart? Somebody is trying to sell you something.
Ono mutunza gezaako kuguza ekintu.
Maybe land.
Oba taka.
A car.
Oba motoka.
Or something.
Oba ekintu chonna.
But when they brought that one.
Naye bwe baleteye motoka.
I looked at it. I had no questions. All my questions were, how does it start? How does it stop? How do I put fuel? Because I had an inner witness that this is it.
nga ngamba nti yene ntufu.
You understand?
Okitegeera.
It may not be the best
eyinza okuba nga si yesinga
to others
eri
abalala or somebody else
oba eri omuntu omulala,
but to me
naye
gye I had an inner witness
nawulira omujulizi munze.
So before you do anything,
nga tonakola kintu kyonna,
look at these six things.
Tunuulira ebintu bino omukaaga.
So when we are making inquiries of the Lord,
bwe tubanga tubuuza Mukama,
to know God's will,
okusobola okumanya okwagala kwa Katonda,
you seek and ask of the Lord,
onoonya era n'obuuza Mukama.
So number one,
ekisooka,
again, it's God's will.
Kwagala kwa Katonda.
What is God's will?
Okwagala kwa Katonda kwe
kuliwa. Is what you are trying to find out through His word.
Okuyita mu kigambo kye.
That's number one.
Kye kisooka.
How do you know God's will for you?
Manya ki okwagala kwa Katonda gy'oli?
Through His word.
Okuyita mu kigambo kye.
Number two.
Ekyokubiri.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Okuyita Mwoyo Omutukuvu.
Giving you revelation.
Ng'akuwa okubikkulirwa.
Number three.
Ekyokusatu.
Through the peace of God.
Okuyita mirembe gya Katonda.
Where you feel the peace of God upon your life.
Okubeera ng'owulira emirembe gya Katonda ku bulamu bwo.
And then number four.
Ekyokuna.
Through the circumstances.
Okuyita mu bikwetoolodde.
The things around you.
Ebintu ebikwetoolodde.
What are they saying?
Bigamba ki?
Somebody is telling you, I don't like you.
Omuntu agamba sikwagala.
And they have said it many times.
Bakigambye mirundi mingi.
Then how come for you are stuck, you like them?
Gwekijja kityo kubanga olemeddeko nti obaagala.
Somebody is not saying anything and for you are stuck.
Omuntu talina kyagamba.
The circumstances is telling you.
Embeera ekugamba.
If you are short.
Bw'oba oli mumpi.
And somebody says, I like tall people.
Omuntu n'agamba nti nze njagala bawanvu.
And for you say,
gwe n'ogamba nedda.
Wadde bw'agambye naye era ategeeza opposite. Teweerumya mutwe.
Though they said that they mean the opposite, don't waste time.
Amen.
Amen.
Number five.
Ekyokutaano.
Burning desire.
Okuyita mu kuyaaya n'okwaka.
Something is burning in the inside of you.
Nga waliwo ekintu ekyaka munda mu gwe.
And then number six.
N'ekyomukaaga.
Inner witness.
Omujulizi owomunda.
In the inside of you.
Ali munda mu gwe.
You feel the confirmation.
Nga munda mu gwe owulira okukakasa.
It's like somebody is shouting in the inside of you.
Nga kiringa waliwo omuntu aleekana okuva munda mu gwe.
Say yes.
Nga agamba kkiriza.
Do this.
Kola kino.
Yes.
Ye.
Yes.
Wewaawo.
You feel the inner witness.
Nga owulira omujulizi owomunda.
When you follow this guiding light,
bw'ogoberera etabaaza zino,
it will be easier,
kijja kubeerera kyangu,
to find God's will,
okufuna oba okuzuula okwagala kwa Katonda
for your life,
eri obulamu bwo.
Do you like that?
Ekyo kyagadde.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Wabewalekana hallelujah.
Let me ask my wife
ansabe mukyala wange
to lead us in a moment of prayer, like for 10-15 minutes.
Atukulembeyo mukaseera akokusaba okutwala eddakiika.
You pray through these six guiding lights.
Saba okuyita mulisizo zino mukaaga.
Through these pointers.
Okuyita mu nsonga zino enkulu.
Pray through them.
Saba okuyita muzo.
Hallelujah. Let us lift up our hands. All of us in the house. Everyone in the presence of God. We all have heard from the wise counsel. We've heard from our leader, our father. The man anointed in our midst. The man called to lead us. He's our counselor. As the Holy Spirit counsels him. So we have heard the wise counsel. And therefore we will no longer live like fools. We will no longer reject the wise counsel. That we may be established. That we may know what God has in store for us. And that we may heed to the word of God. And that we may heed to his will,
tusobole okukulira okwagala kwe,
by the revelation of his word,
okuyita mu kubikulirwa kwe kigambo,
by the love for his word,
okuyita mu kwagala kwe tulina,
by the readiness to receive his word,
okuyita mu bwangu obw'okutwala ekigambo,
by the hope of the Holy Spirit,
okuyita mu kuyambibwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
We have heard this morning,
tuulidde amachaga leero,
and therefore I'm inviting you, ladies and gentlemen, here in the house and everywhere where you are,
abali mu nyumba ono neyo yonna
gyebuli, I want to invite you to come hither. I want to invite your heart to come hither. I want to invite your mind to come hither, to be renewed by the hearing of the word of God. I want us to lift up our hands, and as we lift up our hands, may we be lifted in our knowing. And as we lift up our hands, may we be lifted in the revelation of the word of God. And as we lift up our hands, may our hearts be opened, may our frequencies be lifted, may your mind and everything that you are, and all that you carry, and all that you're called to be, and all that you're called to become, and where you are right now, may we be connected. May we be connected. Ladies, be connected. Men, be connected. Leaders, be connected. Pastors, be connected. Young and old, may we be connected to this wisdom that we've had today, to this wisdom that has been given unto us today. Oh, how we need wisdom. The Bible says wisdom calls on the streets. Wisdom calls in the streets. And tonight, and today, and this hour, wisdom is calling to our Father. Wisdom is calling to our leader on this platform, from this platform to your heart, from this platform to your plans, from this platform to your business, from this platform into your marriage, into your business, into your future plans. Wisdom is calling. Wisdom is calling. And Father, we say yes. Yes to your word. Yes to your will. Yes to your word. It is a lamp unto our feet, Lord. The light unto our hearts, Lord. We say yes. It is the wisdom that renews our mind. The very peace of God that settles in our hearts. The very peace of God that mends our hearts. We say yes, Lord. Yes, Master. Yes, sweet Holy Spirit. We say yes, Lord. Yes to your word tonight. Yes to your word tonight. Your word is spoken. Your word is revealed. Your word is downloaded. The rhema word that that woman has received. The rhema word that that man has received. The rhema word that I have received. The rhema word. Yes to the rhema word. Yes to the written word. Yes to the written word. I receive counsel. I will desire for counsel. I will long for counsel. I will long for wisdom. That I may be established in my doings. That I may be established in my doings. That I may be established in my everyday today walk. That I may be established. Come on, let us pray. Come on, let us say yes. Come on, let us say yes. Yes to the will of God. Yes to the will of God. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for the wisdom. Father, we thank you, Father, we thank you. The wisdom that heals us, the wisdom that God guides us, the wisdom that leads us, the wisdom that builds this ministry, the wisdom that builds this wisdom. Father, we thank you. We've heard from our Father. It is the wisdom of God. It is the will of God. It is the leading of the Holy Spirit. It is the inner witness, from the inner witness, that today, Lord, we have 62 locations. All your answers, all our answers are from God. God, the source of our wisdom. God, the source of our wisdom. Saba, yogera, saba, mugame mukama, yegwen sibuko, yegwen sibuko, na jajori kumacha, na jajori, na yogera na awa, erien songa zange, aposo said the other time, and said in the morning, we direct our voices unto the Lord, in the noon, we direct our voices unto the Lord, in the night, you will direct her. Tell the Lord, I will direct her, my voice to you. I will present my dealings to you. I will depend on you. I will trust in you. I will put all my hope in you. You are the Lord that I need. You are the source of my every good thing. The Lord who knows every heart. Nothing is hidden from him. Nothing is hidden from your God. Nothing, 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 no heart is hidden from God. Nothing, no riches are hidden from God. Nothing. Radabaso, Mantalabaya, come on, push, come on, push, Ekabosaya, Rakabakataya, Mandori Kababa, go deeper, say something, Mugabe Mukama, Navera won't, Kasimani Kwagarako. Ninza kubera wontya gasimanye kwagarako gasikoze kwagarako arate kobojite ekaba baba barada bayanda reboseteya maseteya ndaraba rebositereba seteya ndaraba rebositaraba setere masotoya setere bositaraba.
Hallelujah. Wanike mikono mgende mokama.
Lift up your hands and say, Lord.
Wanike mikono mgende mokama.
Lift up and say, Lord.
Na wali mo location na buyona joli.
Even you in the location.
Gamba nange ndi mokama.
Say with me, Lord.
I thank you.
Nkwebaza.
For the written word.
Oluwe chigambe chuwandike.
I thank you.
Nkwebaza.
For the revealed word.
Oluwe chigambe chibikule.
I thank you for the peace.
Nkwebaza ore mirembe.
I thank you for the peace. I thank you for the circumstances. I thank you for the burning desire. And I thank you for the inner witness. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.